your heart very dear and exclusive topics from Hidden Treasure, from Sripad Sagar Maharaj. It is true, what Guru Maharaj has given, that is very exclusive and very hidden treasure of knowledge. Before, only we can see something in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing. And where is difficulty, Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried to clarify that. Srila Jiva Goswami and Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti, they all tried to give very nice commentary about Srimad Bhagavatam and also other scriptures, but that all in Sanskrit, and everybody cannot understand that. In a very easy way, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where is difficulty, try to clarify that. I can remember one point, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, this first sloka of Mahaprabhu's Sikkhashtakam. Everybody knows that sloka. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirbhapanam Sri Akkairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Sadhanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Their explanation, everywhere I have seen, Vidyavadhu Jeevanam, this point everybody given Bengali, Vidyavadhu Jeevan Sharup. Life of Vidyavadhu. That is English?
The very life of
Vidyavadhu. Everybody told this way, but not given much explanation about that point. But it was my question always to Guru Maharaj, I cannot understand Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Bodhu. Why here mention Bodhu? Mahaprabhu, all sloka like that. Not only that sloka, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitang, ba jagadish kamai, mama janmani janmani shari bhavatad bhakti rahi tukittai. Like this type of sloka also, always giving some disturbance to me. Mahaprabhu himself is mandated world. The wealth, the people, manpower and money power and woman power. This is always binding the conditioned souls. They are bonded by these three. Everybody knows it. What necessary to give explanation this way? I do not want that. It is sometimes when a child can tell like this sloka. Why Mahaprabhu? He was great Pandit, no doubt. Everybody knows Mahaprabhu defeated Digvijayi and all the Pandit Samaj of Navadvip. They also afraid to Mahaprabhu. Any moment Nimai Pandit can create some chaos in our assembly and make some disturbance. that type of his
capacity.
Big Pandit, but this loko like Govinda Maharaj. This is not actually like Mahaprabhu. Many times I think it. But why Mahaprabhu given this shloka? Then there is some hidden treasure inside, no doubt. When Mahaprabhu given this way, must be there something. But what is that? I searched many times. Guru Maharaj also told. And I was not fully satisfied, that is, I cannot understand. Anyhow, then one day I told Guru Maharaj, Vidyavadhu Jivanam, why this word Mahaprabhu chosen for that shloka? And Guru Maharaj told as before. But when I read Bengali translation from the English Golden Volcano book, then it's come my heart. Yeah, this is clear now. Guru Maharaj told many times, and I am also trying to adjust with grammar, Sanskrit grammar. But here, grammar not will work so much. That is the difficulty. Then I heard from Guru Maharaj and I stopped my mouth talking. I think one day it will come to me and I can understand. Now I cannot understand. Through grammar it is not possible, like that. But it's come out after Guru Maharaj. When I tried to publish the Sikkhashtakam from Guru Maharaj, and that I have seen in Golden Volcano book, there is Sikkhashtakam. Is it Maharaj? Huh?
Yes.
Golden Volcano.
Yes, correct.
And I gave my friend, Dr. Shastri, he is a great Pandit, everything he knows about Sanskrit. I gave him, and Shastri translated, and Shastri knows some Guru Maharaj's mood. That is, he was 10 years with Guru Maharaj and myself at a time in Swami Maharaj's house. Then everything got clear. Yo, here Mahaprabhu in one sloka, within one sloka he gave everything. And other sloka for part to others. But main sloka is that Cheto Darpana Marjanam, and there Mahaprabhu given everything. But he wants to give up to paramount love. What was Mahaprabhu's testing matter, no?
Yes.
Testing?
Tasting. What he tasted.
What he tasted in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna was tested in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with mood of Radharani. Here explained that point very hiddenly, but it is clear that up to paramount love, jiva soul can get service to Krishna. Then Guru Maharaj clarified many slokas. Janama Mukujantite Maharaj told, there also upo, this word, showing the paramount love. It is very খুবই চিন্তনীয় বিষয় আর কি। ইট ইস ভেরি very much thinking conception. Deeply thinking conception, what given by Guru Maharaj. Everybody not will understand that. But by the mercy of Guru Maharaj, if they will try to understand, they can understand something. And Guru Maharaj told Sripa Sagar Maharaj, you can add it in English edition of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. I not gave it in Bengali edition. I was little afraid to give, and that time Sripa Jajavar Maharaj influenced me too much. You give what is there that way, but you don't try to expose inside matter. I also think it, I am publishing for the general public. Then it will be good not to give too much. Who wants to know, he will come to Guru Maharaj or to me. What I know, what I got from Guru Maharaj, I shall explain it. But later Guru Maharaj was very merciful, that is, he given Gayatratta Vinirjasam Gita Gurahartha Gauravam. What not given other Acharya before, that explanation of Gayatri Mantra, that's also given by Guru Maharaj. And I always giving some objection, that is, I afraid, yeah, it is hidden matter, Guru Maharaj is trying to expose it, and nobody will understand, take some other way and use for their own mundane benefit. Then one day I told Guru Maharaj, you are giving Gayatri explanation in front of the Western devotee. They do not know anything actually. And you are explaining it. Guru Maharaj's mood was that, yeah, I do not know Western or Eastern. I want to explain something and they come to me for hearing. And I am thinking they are sincere seekers. They are trying to know from me something. And if I not explain the Gayatri Mantra, who will explain? Nobody can do it actually. And it will stay in position of hidden until from the line of time of Vedabhyas up to date, nobody explain it, but knows, many Vedabhyas knows, Rupa Sanatan knows, Jiva Goswami knows, everybody knows that, but nobody given it. That is, I wants to give it. What offense will come? That will come. And if he wants to hide it, you can try to hide. But I shall give. That was mood. When I last time Guru Maharaj not was very khub beshi ye chilen na ar ki.
Not very cautious.
Not very cautious. If anybody asking anything, he is giving answer. That way. And Western devotees, they are very fortunate. They have got much knowledge, transcendental knowledge from Guru Maharaj. And I do not know English, that is, I cannot understand before. Now I know little English. And also books published now. And I am hearing also from my god brothers, like Sagar Maharaj and others. They are telling sometimes, Maharaj, this is there, this is there, this is there. And I am also looking and I am getting that. Yes, it is that idea. Many times Guru Maharaj given, but actually his god brother they are coming to Guru Maharaj, and big Pandit sometimes coming, big Acharya from other Sampradaya, they are also coming to hear from Guru Maharaj. And their topics, Guru Maharaj explaining to them. And I was not so eager to know that. I am thinking it will come to me when I require, I feel requirement, it will come to me. That was that time my idea. And one thing, Nayamatma Prabhachanina Labhu. Na me dhayabhav huna srutena jame vaisha vrinute tena labho tasvaisha atma vibrinute tanum syam. And other one sloka, tasmad gurum prapadyate jikkasu sreyam uttamam sabde pade chatishnatam brahmanu pasamasrayam
tatvikyanatam
samitpani srotyam brahmanishtam. And another one sloka,
acharya van puruso veda.
Another one sloka, I forgot it. And that was my goal. I shall do seva of Guru Maharaj.
Jasya
devi parabhaktir jatha devi tatha guru. Tashvaiti kodita jartha prakashante mahagana. This was my life's goal. I shall not run behind the meanings of the slokas or meanings of the scriptures. I shall do, heart and soul, I shall try to do Guru Seva. I shall try to satisfy Guru Maharaj. And when it will require, it reveal in my heart. That was my full faith. And I am now seeing that it is coming. When requirement coming something, that's coming to me. I am not running behind that. And I am very happy. What not within me, if any type of question come to me, there solution immediate coming to me. This is solution of that questions. And I am happy to see that it is in the scriptures, and scriptures, reference, everything. Everything coming my mind. And it was my idea before, that if I do Guru Seva, heart and soul, it must will reveal. When I need it, it will come to me. And that is sometimes I am telling my God brothers, you can follow me. Then you will be benefited. Ekta jinis jodi jano sob jana hoye jay. Jasmin gyate sarvamidam vigyatam bhavati, jasmin prapte sarvamidam praptam bhavati tad vijigyasasya tadeva brahma.
Knowing one thing, you have everything.
And I have some facility, that is, I do not know anything. Then what coming to me, I am happy to see their form. It is very nice, easily coming. Which way coming, I do not know, but coming to me. In Samadhi Mandir, when I do not know, I not went anybody's Samadhi. That is, I was very afraid that one day it will come to me, if I alive, I leave. Then one day come to me, Guru Maharaj, if I stay and Guru Maharaj will go, then that day it will come to me to give Samadhi. But not necessary to make me experienced about that. What will be that day, that will be. That was my idea. But when Guru Maharaj gone, then what shall I do? I am thinking, I do not know anything, which way we are giving Samadhi, what doing there, how much length, how much breadth, I do not know anything. Suddenly, two brahmachari come from Mayapur. I not ask them, but they ask me, Ji Maharaj, you not went any higher, we know. This word they use to me. And you do not know anything, but we know everything about samadhi. If you give me charge, I shall do that. I surprised to hear that brahmachari not took prasadam also. Not. He took some sandesh, misti and one. But he have done all the work and he knows, expert, very expert. And that time also others, many of God brothers and Guru Maharaj and many came that time. Whole Navadvip town came. And when I try to make Samadhi Mandir, that time also I am not architect or engineer. But I want to make it. Then every day I am meditating. And this temple, it was my mind. This I have got one photo from Brajavala. She sent one photo, but her deity's room, deity's temple. But I noted in my mind, I have seen one dome fire. Then I opened my book and I have got that photo. Then I think this is my adarsha.
Ideal. Inspiration.
Then I can make as evil in my heart.
Model.
But this temple is my model, actually. Then every day I try to meditate. Then immediately I understand in front of Guru Maharaj's samadhi, there was one mango tree. And same day, same time, that mango tree disappeared. When we took Guru Maharaj's form in the Tulasi Mancha, from that time all the leaves fall down. From that time, within one day, all the leaves fall down. And I surprised, what happened to this tree? Then everybody told, this tree disappeared. I said, suddenly disappeared, within one day, one tree cannot disappear, it is impossible. Day by day, they will go to death line. But it is within one day. Anyhow, they told it is the tree going disappear, but I not believe it. But within 7 days I have seen all the punches, everything going dead. And I am thinking he was Guru Maharaj's friend or some cannot tolerate the disappearance of Guru Maharaj. Then he left body. But suddenly one day come in my mind, why that tree left his body? I am meditating the Samadhi Mandir and come out up to that tree's root, main root, Nat Mandir, like that.
Yeah. The trunk of the tree.
And when I have done measurement, I have seen that tree's root there. Then I understand, for this he left his body. Otherwise I shall not cut any tree. It is my nature, in Chaitanya Saraswati Mata, I am not cutting any tree. If very necessity must, will cut, otherwise not fulfill the desire of Guru Maharaj or some seva, I am going out from the mat and telling to others, as you like you do. It is not my order, as you like you do. and I am going out. Now there also three mango tree is very old, I not will cut. If I cut now two tree, I get much money through that tree also. But tree going money spoil away. Now if we cut and make some
wood. Yeah.
Then we will be benefited, but I am not doing that. Till you have seen that going very bad. That also I shall not cut it. But he when this disappear, I think it is mane separation from Guru Maharaj, he cannot tolerate. But after that, through meditation it's come out, yeah, up to that there are two pillars is there.
Shelter.
For the devotee will chant Sankirtan, and for their protection there are two pillars.
And a roof.
I have seen.
Two pillars and a roof.
And roof there. Then I understand, oh, this is the real cause. That is, I shall not cut the tree, and tree also disappear for that purpose. And I make through the that tree some window and door.
Oh.
Yes, Maharaj.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Window and door made by
on
that
top.
Tree. And top and also men bhog going?
Yes,
that
main door.
Main door. Not main door, front door. Front door I make by teak wood.
Right, right. Entrance door.
Entrance door. And everything in Samadhi Mandir, that through that wood.
So it's general service.
Tashrayite kadita jatta prakashante mahatmana. It is very truthful. If you need, then Lord Himself will give you that. But you must try to do seva of Guru Vaishnava. And Maharaj told very nice story. We heard many times to Guru Maharaj. Sarva-bhuto hite-ratha. This sloka is very nice sloka. Sarva-bhuto hite, that means they are also Vaishnava must come one day. Why we are making festival? We do not want to feed the general people or poor man. It is not our main goal. Actual goal is that we want to serve Vaishnava. But who is Vaishnava, we do not know. If any moment hungry Vaishnava and will come to take prasadam in your festival, then your festival will be successful. That is, we are doing festival. And other way, we are distributing Mahaprasadam. Through that Mahaprasadam, the poor man and others getting much benefit. But main goal, that is not for ours. Our main goal is that we want to serve Vaishnava. If any Vaishnava will come, I have seen when myself and Guru Maharaj took me to show the Vrindavan Dham everywhere. That time some forest to forest we are going, bond to bond. And when we are hungry, we have no food, no money. Guru Maharaj tell, we shall go to some chhatra. Chhatra means where free distribution, some food. That freely distributing, the rich man. That's called chhatra. every day they are feeding some sadhus. It is in Vrindavan everywhere, you will see. And Guru Maharaj and myself gone there and stand by. They gave 4 chapati, some sabji, etc. And Guru Maharaj took. And that day I think if I shall get money, then I shall do like this chhatram. And Guru Maharaj is pure Vaishnava, exclusive devotee of Krishna, and he is taking from that chhatram. Immediately it's come my mind, that man must get benefit, and that must be super benefit. This way, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, when I read, I clear with my consciousness. Yeah, it is true. Yeah, we need to do seva of Vaishnavas. If we will get it, then we must get benefit through that. Sarvabhuta rite ratha, mane, if he wants to try to do good for others, if there is any Vaishnava and he will take your seva, then you must get benefit. This type of explanation only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and maybe he have got from somewhere, I do not know, but no other sampradaya you will see. It is only you will see in Rupanuga Sampradaya, that type of explanation. Shankaracharya, Madhusudan Saraswati, even others, Ramanuja, such many, but nowhere this type of explanation you will get.